Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Welcome to Look at My Records. Hey, today's date, November 10th, 2018 edition of Look at My Records. It's pretty damn cold out today, but we're nice and warm in the studio. Today, we kicked off the program with What Do You Feel, Wild Thing by local solo artist Kevin Hares off of his new tape, Freak in the Sheets, which is available via Tape Collective GP Stripes. And I'm very happy to have Katie Rhea today in the studio, along with Isaac. Did I say your last name wrong?
Yeah, it's okay. Pretty much everybody does that. It's Katie Ray.
Katie Ray. Yeah. Well, it's really great to have you here, and we're also here with Isaac.
What's up?
So you play guitar with Katie in her live band, or you guys write songs together?
We don't really write songs together. We just like... you know, we've just been showing each other like our songs for a little over a year, right?
Like, yeah, I like to run everything by Isaac first. And
I do too. Like, I get nervous like showing Katie songs, to be honest with you. I don't know. I just do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, Isaac, I've never heard any of your songs, but you're a great songwriter and you should be confident about that.
He's a very good songwriter. He was just showing me something today and it was really great.
So. And Katie's a great songwriter as well. You just released your debut EP. Is that your debut
or
new EP?
Yeah.
Same Kind of Woman.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me about how you got involved with music. I know you're an actress. That's also the name of your lead single.
Yeah.
Have you always been writing and recording music? Were you involved in other mediums of art and then came to music? Just tell me a little bit about your origins?
Sure. Yeah, I always wrote songs. I was pretty terrified to play them live for a really long time. It didn't seem like a thing I could do, but I was acting in plays and musicals and things like that since I was a kid. Then I moved to New York, and I was really craving playing my songs live for people. And I started playing open mics, and it was like a terrible experience for me. So I just thought that that was what it was. But then I finally met some great people like Isaac and the rest of the band, and we started playing, and I just sort of fell in love with it. It took me a while to get to it, but yeah, I'm finally here. So
tell me, because you do have a background in theater, I read you've written music for musicals too, yeah, and theater. So you did kind of your own singer-songwriter stuff on the side during that period, and
yeah,
how'd these songs come about? The five songs on your EP, Same Kind of Woman.
You know, I don't know. I've always written a ton of songs. You know, like I have a huge group of songs that probably will never be heard. But for whatever reason, this last year or so is like, I just got to put some music out and go for it. I sat down with my mom, actually, and I was like, man, I just really like these few songs that I've written lately, and I got to do something with them. And she was like, I always thought you were a songwriter and you need to go for that. And so I just went for it. Yeah.
So these are all new songs, you'd say? Songs you've written,
yeah,
in the last couple of years?
Let's see. Yeah. I think I wrote all five of those in the last year or so.
So tell me a little bit about these songs. They seem to be personal. I know the lead single, Actress, seems to be about your childhood growing up and maybe applying those things that you learned throughout your life to your current life.
I know it seems really personal, but honestly, I think I was writing it about a friend at the time, who's an actress. But I think, you know, songwriting, it's that weird thing where you can be writing about someone else or like through a character, and it's kind of about you as well. But yeah, I mean, it does have to do with my upbringing a little bit. This person is also from Texas too, and yeah, I think the album is pretty personal, and I think I wanted to start with that, and before I move forward into something else. So
interesting. So you wrote that song kind of from the perspective of someone else,
yeah,
sort of as a character. Yeah. How about some of the other songs like Brain on Snacks? I know that is also about someone else as well that I read about, possibly, yeah, a relationship. How'd that song come about?
I don't think I really realized what it was about until after I recorded it, to be honest. That happens a lot for me. I'll just like write the lyrics and be like, okay, this is what this is about. I think I was frustrated at the time with everything going on politically and feeling like people don't care much about it.
Yeah.
But I think really it's about not wanting to talk about it. You just want to like hang out and have fun. And I was feeling like there was like just a lack of depth around me at the time. So that's where that was coming from.
So you are a solo artist, but you do collaborate with Isaac and you, yeah, play with a full band. How'd your live lineup come together with the people that you play with currently?
Isaac, one day, we were at this place called Skinny Dennis.
Oh, that was like more like one night. I had met Katie a couple times through a friend of ours, Lauren. I don't know, I saw her record collection and it was just like all my favorite records. And I was like, oh, wow, like we should play, you know, like shit, yeah, we should do something.
It was really casual at first.
Yeah, and like then, we just like played, yeah, we would just like get together and jam or like, you know, like, yeah, play like covers we knew and stuff like that. And then, I don't know, like we were just like at this bar and we were hanging out and it was like Skinny Dennis, like a country bar if you've ever been there.
Yeah.
And I was like, if anybody could do it, you could do it. I mean, you know, just
I was
like anybody.
So scared, and he gave me like a big boost, and we just went for it. I found a drummer, and now I have Scout, our friend Scout. She's a really great bass player, but she's going to play keys now. And we have our friend Jonathan, who is he's awesome. He was in Lion Limb, or still is in Lion Limb, and he's going to play bass.
Oh, wow. Lion Limb. That's,
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds like you have a great live lineup.
Yeah, yeah, we're still building it. But, you know, every time we play live, I feel like we get a lot better and learn a lot. So
totally.
And tell me a little bit about the recording process behind Same Kind of Woman. I really think you got a very strong sound out of these five songs. I've been listening to it a lot lately. You recorded at Speakersonic Studios in Ridgewood.
Yeah.
Who else did you work with production-wise and mixing?
We just worked with Brian Speaker. That's his place. And we decided to do everything live. Except for the vocals. I went back and did the vocals, and we would punch in a few things here and there. But at that point, we were only playing, I don't know, a few weeks together, maybe a month together. So it was really, like, the only way we knew how to do it was just to play live. And I think that that is really what shaped the sound. Also, Brian Speaker is a really great producer and was really creative. But I didn't want anything overproduced or overdone. I wanted it to sound like how we sound when we play live.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Totally.
What are some of the challenges with recording live? That seems to be challenging. Maybe not challenging, though, because you're just playing it straight through. But listening over, do you find, hey, I wish we could have maybe done something different? What are some of the challenges?
It's like you have to get it right.
Yeah.
But like, okay. So there's always like this push and pull, like, Katie's like, I'm going to redo that. And like, I'm like, no, like, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not because I don't think you should redo things, but I think that like, there's like a polarity there. So it's like, she wants to redo things all the time. I'm like, let's never redo anything. Let's just do it one time.
Yeah.
Obviously somewhere in the middle is probably better, but, I don't know. So
you can't have it perfect when you play live, but I don't know if I would want it that way.
It shouldn't be.
Yeah, I do. I am kind of hard on myself with vocals. I like to go back and do them.
You have a great voice.
Times.
Yeah,
you don't need to do it. Like, you really already have a beautiful voice.
You really do. And that's like my next question. You have such a unique and beautiful sounding voice.
Oh, thanks.
Who are some of your vocal influences? Like, I was listening to this record and I was like, your voice sounds really interesting and unique.
Oh,
who are
thanks.
Some of the people that have inspired you vocal wise?
Well, when I was a kid, I was listening to like Aretha Franklin and Billie Holiday, Eartha Kitt, Sarah Vaughan, like really awesome blues kind of jazzy singers. And I always had this when I was a kid, and I still sometimes hear it as this sort of like Disney pretty streamlined sound. And I hated that. I wanted to sound like Etta James and... So I still like find myself growling on stage and stuff. But those were big influences for me. I wanted to sound powerful and strong, not like how I felt a lot of times. So
you definitely sound powerful and strong on the record. So do you, Isaac.
Oh, yeah, he's got a great voice.
Yeah, you do, man. But so what's next for you guys? You just put out the EP last month in October. It sounds great. What's the plans for the rest of the year? You guys have any other shows coming up? And what's in store for 2019?
Yeah, we have some shows coming up. We have a show December 6th at Berlin, under A.
In Manhattan.
Manhattan on Avenue A. And that is with, oh gosh, Bo, Human Fly, and we actually have to fill the final slot. So.
Hey, so anyone out there?
If you
want to play with them, hit them up.
We have one at Baby's All Right, too, January 8th.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
What about the 24th, right?
Oh, no, we're not doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas Eve?
Yeah. No.
January 24th of this month.
That would be tight, though. We should do a Christmas Eve show.
I would be down, too. You guys going to be in town?
No. But we also, I'm planning on recording a full album February.
So oh wow!
I'm ready to go. I have like probably half of something written, but I just want to do it completely different this time and on tape.
Oh, so you're gonna record to tape first? You would say for this next upcoming project, or
yeah, I think we're gonna do tape. With a friend of mine, he's my boyfriend. we're gonna do tape and like just put it out and like, or record it in about a week or two, and man, the EP took so long. So I'm ready to go for it.
So what can people expect next sound-wise? So if you have some of the songs recorded, what can people expect? Similar sounding stuff or you kind of doing something different?
In my mind, I would really love to mesh some gospel soul music with what I kind of already do, just sort of singer-songwriter, folk, rock and roll. But I would really like a lot of piano and background vocals and something that's happy, but with some depth. So
that is exciting. Wow.
I can't believe I was able to string words together this whole time.
What do you mean?
I was nervous that I would, I don't know.
You guys are doing great. This interview is dope. This interview is dope. We're just like friends hanging out.
We're just chilling.
Talking about your awesome
it's
EP.
Easy.
So, yeah, this is super easy. Isaac, you got some nice hair, dude.
Thank you, man.
I really like it.
I appreciate it.
I'm like striving. If anyone who can't see, he has luscious
locks.
I'm working on it,
Tom's
dude.
Got locks.
I'm working on
it. You can't see it. You can't see.
You both have beautiful curls.
Thanks.
Thank
yeah,
you, Katie.
We're trying. We're
Thank
trying.
You.
We are trying. But so you guys are going to play three songs live. What songs are you going to play for us? Actress, the lead single, Same Kind of Woman, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then an unreleased song.
Yeah, I don't even know if we're ever going to record that. It's just a song we like to play.
Oh,
it's
cool.
It's called Dark Sometimes. It's just kind of a country song.
Yeah, she like lets me sing harmonies and stuff.
It's like, awesome.
We
play it live.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I love country music. I know it's kind of like... not cool, but I don't care.
No, it's cool. It's cooler now. I've found that more and more people are into like alternative country and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then I like listen to the Jayhawks. They're good.
Yeah.
And stuff, you know.
Yeah.
This is like kind of sort
country-ish.
Of country bands.
Yeah.
Early Wilco.
Yeah.
Uncle Tupelo. And
Uncle
stuff.
Tupelo.
Tupelo. Yeah, I always say that wrong, and then someone laughs at me and stuff.
No.
Thanks
man.
For not laughing at me.
Yeah, of course not. Man. We don't know how to. Pronounce a couple of band names. We were talking about that earlier.
You just got to give it your best shot.
Yeah, just go for it.
Give it your best shot.
Yeah.
Acknowledge that I can't say it correctly. I may not be saying it correctly.
Oh, that's yeah.
That's the important
that's
thing.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
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 All right. But before you guys play live, we're going to play Easy Thing. What is it?
Easy Thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me a little bit about that song before we share it with everyone.
I think that one's my favorite on the EP. That comes from a lot of things. I feel like every verse is a little bit different, but I think that was inspired where I'm about, you know, it's here I go. I can't say words now. I don't know. It's about my grandmother, really, and about resilience and just like working hard and working through things and not always taking the easy way out and pushing yourself. So I guess it was all sort of a metaphor for this starting.
Yeah,
this band.
I was just gonna say.
Yeah. And being brave.
You guys are brave and resilient.
Thank you.
And I'm really happy to have you guys here. And we're playing Easy Thing. It's on Katie's brand new EP, Same Kind of Woman. And when we come back, they're gonna play three songs live in the studio. Guys, we just need like 4 minutes to set up the length of this song. So enjoy this song when we come back. You'll be hearing live music. Bye.
I could go to Austin, get lost in some ice. Drink a beer, not tell you why I'm low without it. Without you, I'm never singing in the heart of the sun. I'm never there to. Grandmother told me how her fingers play.
This first one is called Actress.
We grew up on a new CD, eyes on Brothers Magazine. Wanted, no need, scrolling up and down a feed. From little you, away, up, just be anything? What kind of ordinary keeps us moving that isn't hard to fake? Well, if you want it that easy, I'll just be anything. I'll just be anything. Anything.
This next one is called Same Kind of Woman.
Lucille made in Tennessee, born in 1923, rode the train home, Chattanooga, found herself a man. Name is Parks, fly for the war, soft and steady. All I'm fighting for is flying. Do you wanna see the world? Now you can. Ooh, I see you dancing, drinking English tea. They say you drove him mad. I can't blame you. The same kind of woman is in me. The same kind of woman is in me. Pieces of the Berlin Wall, shells from Hawaii, carried one girl and three sons, the youngest my daddy. I know you tried, I know you prayed, all those nights he spent away. Left the back door swinging, I hear an organ. The same kind of woman is in me. The same kind of woman. Same kind of woman is in me.
Cool. I just got to retune real quick. I like to play in weird tunings.
Tell us a little bit about this tuning.
Sure. I think, as a lot of people do, I learned to play songs like tuning my guitar to Joni Mitchell songs, which are all in different tunings. So I never properly learned how to play.
I don't know if that's a lot of people, Katie. I'm going to be honest.
This isn't like a Sonic Youth alternate tuning.
I don't think so.
Because they were like crazy with that stuff.
I like to mess around and play in different tunings, but I think, I think it mostly came from just listening to Joni Mitchell.
Yeah, Joni's super crazy too, man.
She is amazing. Like, happy 75th birthday to
her. I know, and she's doing better too. She was really sick. But she said, I read that, and she likes to, I think, exaggerate a little, but she was like, oh, I play in 50 different tunings, which I'm sure is very possible, but seems annoying for the band.
Yeah, that would be pretty tough.
It would be challenging.
Yeah. Alrighty.
All right. Here we go.
This is a song called Dark Sometimes. I wrote a while back.
I don't want to write about it. Here we are consumed. 4 a.m. wide-eyed, paralyzed. We go, would it be too soon? I want to be touched, not so much. I lose part of myself. You and her heart, she's not here. A body's a home settled in fear. Dark sometimes. I know that's how you want it. Dark sometimes with a smile. You said love sometimes has a twisted side. For we go from it. I woke up from the same damn dream had since I was small. My mother and I in the back seat. The driver jumps out of a speeding car. The man that used to share his bed kept his room so cold. Swear he liked to feel me shiver. I felt his blood run warm. Dark sometimes, I know that's how you want it. Dark sometimes with a smile. You say love sometimes has a twisted side. For we come this friend who needs to feel. He's always picking at his skin. I told him he'd always look the same. There's so much light shining on. There's so much light shining on him. Dark sometimes, I know that's how you want it. Dark sometimes with a smile. You say love sometimes has a twisted side.
amazing. Thank you guys for sharing that unreleased song with everyone.
Ah, sure.
That was a real pleasure. I am very happy that I got to witness this firsthand. And everyone out there listening, you should feel lucky to have listened to it. And we're gonna play one more song from your EP while we get settled in. And then we'll talk about your record picks. But this one's called Brain on Snacks, which we were talking about before.
I love this
one. I love snacking on brains.
Me too.
Here we go, Brain on Snacks. Such a great time with you guys.
Yeah, this is
you
fun.
Guys played a really incredible live set. What a privilege to be here for that. Thank you so much for playing live on the air. And we played basically almost all of your new EP. We played Easy Thing, Brain on Snacks, and you guys played Actress, Same Kind of Woman. And then that third song.
Yeah, and there's another one on the EP that you haven't heard, so go listen to it.
Yeah, go get it on Bandcamp. Go listen to it on Spotify. Yeah. All right, so now we're transitioning to the second portion of the program. You guys pick some records from our record collection, and we're going to play them. First up, Bob Dylan from New Morning, right? 1970?
I love New Morning.
Yeah.
So
kind
good.
Of an underrated record,
it's
right?
It's completely underrated. Gosh, man.
Great
it's
cover.
Like I was looking for Desire too, but I didn't see Desire in your discography. That's like one of I have that one. I should. Anyway, but New Morning is fantastic.
Yeah. It's really good. And what song did you pick?
I think that I picked Went to See the Gypsy.
Yeah. Fucking awesome
Such
song.
A good song, right?
Great song.
Yeah, it's just a good story.
Yo, I love Bob Dylan's storytelling abilities, man.
Me too. It's
Guy can
crazy.
Tell a story like no other.
In like five words, you're like, you see this whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, how the hell did he do that?
Yeah.
He's good with brevity.
Best.
He's good. Yeah. I mean, you don't need to argue with me. I love Bob Dylan. After that, Guided by Voices, As We Go Up, We Go Down.
Ooh, so good.
I actually threw in They Are Not Witches, too, right
okay,
before
cool.
it, because there's a song
good.
Right before it.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Right, so tell me, the thing that I really like about this record is, did you guys see the Beto O'Rourke thing where he shows his constituents how they can get this lane to Mexico, that's like a fast lane.
An
if you
alien
work.
Lane?
Yeah, and he's like, I can, if you do the quick lane, I'm going to show you, we can get there and back in the time it takes to listen to the classic Guided by Voices album,
oh,
Alien
no way.
Lane.
Wow, he's so cool.
It's like a video
Dude, yeah,
of it.
The
yeah.
coolest.
He's so hip, you know?
Yeah.
Like a young Kennedy or something.
Yeah. So tell me. Yeah, he's hot too. Yeah. He is pretty hot. So tell me, who picked Guided by Voices?
Oh, that was me.
That was Isaac.
That was me, yeah.
Big fan?
I've recently been getting super into Alien Lanes.
Oh, great record,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's just, like, so good, man. Wow. It's, like, it's just, like, really raw, and it's not overproduced at all. It's just, like, beautifully
that.
Done. And it's, like, catchy, you know what I mean?
Oh,
without
so
being,
good.
Like, without being lame.
It's not lame.
Catchy
it is
not,
not
lame.
A lame
actually
record.
Pretty, that's a pretty tough
that's
balance.
Goal.
You
yeah.
know what I mean? You want to be catchy but not lame.
Yeah.
And after Guided by Voices, Joni Mitchell, I'm assuming, Katie, you picked some Joni Mitchell.
I did. I really like this album in particular. And I feel like it's kind of an underrated album. And the song, God, I hope it was Hijera.
Yeah.
It's just so beautiful. It's unlike anything I've ever heard.
It's a beautiful, beautiful song. And happy 75th birthday to Joni Mitchell.
Yeah. Shout out, Joni.
She's killing it.
And then the last pick, you picked Billie Holiday. Give me a pigfoot and a bottle of beer.
Yeah, strange choices, I guess.
Beautiful choices.
I loved that song when I was young. I just wanted to sound like her on that song. So.
And you got a Billie Holiday vibe, if I say so myself. So here we go. We got Isaac and Katie's picks, Bob Dylan, Guided by Voices, Joni Mitchell, and Billie Holiday. Enjoy, and then we'll be back to wrap things up.
I went to see the gypsy, staying in a big hotel. He smiled when he saw me coming. And he said, well, well, well. His room was dark and crowded. Lights were low and dim. How are you? He said to me. I said it back to him. I went down to the lobby to make a small call out. A pretty dancing girl was there, and she began to shout, go on back to see the gypsy. He can move you from the rear, drive you from your fear, bring you through the mirror. Can do it here. Outside the lights were shining on the river.
of tears. I watch them from the distance with the music in my ears. I went back to see the gypsy. It was nearly early dawn. The gypsy's door was open wide, but the gypsy was gone. And that pretty dancing girl, she could not be found. So I watched that sun come rising from a little Minnesota town. From that little Minnesota town. It never has been easy.
you do not reside. Whether you travel the breadth of extremities or stick to some straighter line. Now here's a man and a woman sitting on a rock. They're either gonna thaw out or freeze. This strains of many good men coming through the snow and the pine wood trees. I'm porous with travel fever, but you know I'm so glad to be on my own. Still somehow the slightest touch of a stranger can set up trembling in my bones. I know no one's gonna show me everything. We all come and go unknown, each so deep and superficial. Between the forceps and the stone, finality, to eternity. And then I looked at myself here, chicken scratching for my immortality. In the church they light the candles, and the wax rolls down like tears. There is the hope and the hopelessness I've 30 years. We're only particles of change, I know, orbiting around the sun. But how can I have that point of view when I'm always bound and tied to someone? Of a modern bank, from the window of a hotel room.
You guys just heard some picks. Bob Dylan, Guided by Voices, and Joni Mitchell. We're going to play the last one, Billie Holiday. But before we do, I just want to say it was a real pleasure having you guys. And thanks for coming, playing live. It was incredible. Tell us, you guys got any shows coming up? You got anything else you'd like to talk about before we wrap up?
Well, first of all, thanks for having us.
Of course.
My pleasure.
Thank you. So fun.
Really fun. You're a really fun guy to talk to.
Thanks. How are you guys?
We have a show December 6th at Berlin, which is in the East Village. We're playing with Bo and Human Fly as of right now. It's going to be a really good show. It's a great venue, too. It's really
it's fun. Yeah, very it's cool. Like downstairs and cool.
Yeah.
And Katie is on Facebook, Bandcamp, everything.
Mm, all the things.
Katie Ray.
Katie Ray, R-E-A, K-A-T-Y, R-E-A.
And you can get the new EP on Bandcamp, and you can also listen on Spotify.
Yeah.
Like Apple Music.
Same too. Kind of
yeah,
woman.
Apple, Deezer, Napster.
The whole Napster.
Napster. Yeah. Get on Napster.
Get on Napster and listen.
Yeah.
All right. You guys, thank you so much. Again, it was a real pleasure. And we're going to wrap things up with Katie's last pick, Billie Holiday. Give me a pig foot and a bottle of beer. Yeah. See you guys next week.
Bye.
In a Harlem every Saturday night, where the highbrows get together, it's just too right. They all congregate and all night hop, and what they do is oop-a-da. Old Hannah Brown from way across town gets full of corn and starts bringing them down. At the break of day, you can hear old Hannah say, give me a pig foot and a bottle of beer. Send me a gate, I don't care. I feel just like I want a clown. Give the piano player drink because he's bringing me down. He's got rhythm. Yeah, when he stomps his feet, he sends me right off to sleep. Check all your razors and your guns. We're gonna be arrested when the wagon comes. Give me a pig foot and a bottle of beer. Send me 'cause I don't care. Bottle of gin, send me a daddy, move right in. I feel just like I want to shout. Give the piano player a drink because he's knocking me out. He's got rhythm. When he stomps his feet, he moves me right off to sleep. Check all the razors and your gun. Do the huckabuck until the rising sun. Give me a pig foot and a bottle of gin. Move me 'cause I'm in my sin. Give me a pig foot.